When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Jake Dunn.
Word, you're there, so we came too.
I brought beer!
Dude, we can't drink here.
Oh, well, more for me.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey Wichita, Jacob Albrock. Stay right there for the latest breaking in sports talk. It's Sports Daily, coming up next, exclusively on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. I had a close friend who was a former Navy SEAL who used to always tell me when adversity hit, quote, not dead, can't quit. That's the Golden State Warriors. Not dead, can't quit. As for the Clippers, who blew another fourth quarter double-digit lead in a play-in game, not dead, but should quit. Because they spit the bit once again last night. Yeah, I know. Hey, Rome, you need some Thousand Island with that word salad? Right. So I'll make it very simple. Steph Curry and Draymond Green once again showed the heart of a champion after they had been written off, and the Clippers once again showed their true colors by coming from ahead to implode when it mattered most. The Dubs may not make a title run, but at least they have a champion's heart and pride, and they'll go down throwing haymakers. While the Clippers, well, they'll look for a nice, comfortable place to lay down and die, same as they ever were. And as for Chris Paul throwing shade at them, hey, Chris, petty is funny, bitter and washed is not. I'm Jim Rome.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
The playoff push is heating up, and Prize Picks is simple to play. Pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you can cash in. And now with early payouts and the new social feed, you can follow friends, share picks, and copy winning lineups. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code ROME and get a $50 bonus credit in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Code ROME to get a $50 bonus credit in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
Can't find nothing on the radio. Y'all turn to that station.
95.5 WPET. You got Peter the Riff Griff shocking you and rocking you while I'm sitting here talking to you. It's 75 and sunny, which means our street squad's going to be out looking for them super stickers. If you don't got one, get down to Linoleum Depot this Saturday from 9 to 2. I'll be there hooking you up. Slap one on your car, win $100. Now I'm looking around and I'm seeing the Spin Doctors with not one, but two princes.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. That's Max Power bringing you those throwbacks there.
Love
a lot of fun.
Love
to be here with you. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage, the draft. We are through night one, and the Chiefs gave us plenty to talk about. We're going to do that all show long here on Sports Daily. A couple of picks made. They do make a trade. All of it. We'll have the discussion. And I can't wait for it, quite frankly. It's going to be a blast. We'll have that. We'll have Jalen Thompson in a little bit later in the second hour to talk some Kansas City Royals with us and discuss their weekend ahead, as all eyes are on the NFL world right now. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Caddy Snack, Wichita's golf beer. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, refreshingly crushable, makes the perfect pairing from the first tee to the 19th hole. No matter the score, Caddy Snack reminds you to beer the ball. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. The Shockers had a player in the portal yesterday. We got a lot to get to, Paul Savage. How are you?
I'm
good.
Stay
up late with the draft?
Oh, man. I did my best. Yeah, I pretty much did. It was kind of an interesting. There were a lot of little takes that I kind of enjoyed. We'll get to them as the show goes on. But it was an interesting draft. And I was not surprised with Mansoor Delaney. Because I'll tell you what, you and I both talked at length about the importance of corner. Remember that yesterday? We talked about that.
Sure.
I mean, for probably 10 minutes about why.
You trade Trent McDuffie.
Yeah. And so, you know, they take a corner with their pick. They trade up to the sixth pick. I can't blame them. It was only three spots. But, you know, they're talking about it. He wouldn't have been there by nine. So you do what you got to do. And I think that's a good pick. I think that is a really good pick.
Yeah, we'll get into whether it's a good pick, whether we think it's a good pick, and whether we think the cost to make the pick was worth it as we make our way through the show. I'll read you some of what Andy Reid and Brett Veach had to say about the picks as we get into it here. Just to recap what's happened for the Chiefs, you've got a situation where they move up from pick 9 to pick 6. In order to do that, they trade their third-round pick and a fifth-round pick. That third-round pick, pick 74. That's pretty big draft capital to move up a couple of spots. So keep that in mind as we evaluate this. They did give up a third to get up three spots to number 6 to take Mansoor Delaney. Then they come back at the end of the round with their other pick, which there were a boatload of trades at the end of this. They pick in their spot at 29. And take Peter Woods, a defensive tackle, Paul.
Scratching my head.
Defensive end, a defensive tackle out of Clemson. So that's a pretty interesting development. Only because you've got Chris Jones there, right? And Omar Norman Lott is still a part of this team. And Omar Norman Lott is a defensive tackle that they drafted last year in the second round. So he's coming off of an injury, but you're not using three defensive tackles, Paul. So that one's interesting, whether we want to read into what's going on with Omar Norman Lott, whether we want to question it. We'll get into all of it and our thoughts on the picks and everything, but it's interesting. They move up, they trade up, they do the thing we thought they'd do, or I thought they might do, not for the player I thought they'd do it for, which... that surprised me quite a bit. You know, when they moved up, this was such a way. Let me just, hopefully everybody's okay from the storms last night. This is how I experienced the Chiefs pick last night, Paul. I was in late working the night news at 12 news. So I'm on my dinner break. I'm thinking, okay, the Chiefs are going to pick 9. The first thing that's changed is the NFL draft. I liked this. They moved up the pick time to only 8 minutes. I thought it was great. I thought to move it along that way and be done by 10 o'clock, I thought that was a good thing. But it went fast. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I got to go home. Got to go home on a dinner break, help get the kids ready for bed, whatever. I'll be back in time for the Chiefs pick, no problem. Well, all of a sudden we get tornado warnings, right? Yeah. So I've got that happening in one ear, trying to get the kids ready. These picks are flying off the board. I'm like, okay, I better hurry up and get back here because we're all ready to pick. I think at that point we were at pick 4
And I was like, this is going fast. I'm going to go ahead. It looks like we're clear of the tornadoes. Everybody's settled in. I'm going to start driving back. Well, when you drive back and you're listening to the draft on the radio, and I popped around to three different places, NFL Network on satellite radio, all these different places, they are way, way ahead of where TV is. Way ahead, Paul, on the picks. And one crew, I don't remember which one, was even talking about it. It could have been here. I don't remember which at that point on KFH. They're like, our job's to tell you the information when we know the information. So we're going to give you the pick when they make it. And so I'm sitting there and they're like, okay, and the Giants take Arvell Reese at 5. Now the Chiefs are on the clock. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. What has happened in the 8 minutes I've gotten in my car and started driving? Well, the coverage was so far behind on TV of what was happening versus what was on the radio. And I'm like, they traded up to 6? And this happened before, apparently, the Reese pick was announced. So my first thought is, did they just trade up thinking they were going to get Arvell Reese and the Giants took him? Because the Giants, they've got defensive ends. That was a little bit of a surprise that they took Reese there. Not a ton, but a little bit. And I'm like, did they move up thinking they were going to get him? That doesn't seem likely. And so I'm trying to just like figure all that out. And then bing, bang, boom. It's Mansoor Delane. It's all this stuff. And then on, I will say, and we'll help use this info to gather it. It was becoming pretty clear from the analysts, from the people that were sitting there, Delane was not going to make it past Washington and New Orleans. I think that was everybody's thought, at least that was watching the draft play out the way it was playing out, probably because Jeremiah Love went, you know, Carnell Tate went a little bit earlier. At that point, that's such a need for those teams that everybody and their dog agreed, like, Delane wasn't going to make it to 9. So that's where the Chiefs move up. They go get their guy. That's what they said after the draft, that they didn't feel like he was going to fall to them either. So they got aggressive and went up to get him. So it was a weird experience with all the severe weather, Paul, last night. We're trying to watch the NFL draft and tornado coverage. It's a big ask.
Yeah.
It's a big ask.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you had your hands full last night trying to keep track of all this stuff, plus keep people safe. That's what your task is for the night, above all things, is, of course, to keep people safe. And for that,
sorry for the Matlock interruption, everybody.
Well, you know something?
Lives
are at stake, you know, you got to do what you got to do. There's always going to be some of those people that kind of go, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, those people that would put the sign in the yard, don't take off Matlock, right? That's what it would be. Yep. But anyway.
We had them.
You know, there's
even
no.
Even though there were, you know, tornadoes in the metro area.
Right. But, you know, when we come back for break, I want to point out that I think the one thing you're really correct on is that the Chiefs thought Mansoor Delane was not going to be available by 9.
Said that.
Somebody was going to take him.
They
7 or 8.
Right, said it. Yeah. And they're not the only ones. Just about everybody that, you know, was watching that play out the way it was thought the same thing.
Right.
So what does it tell us? They really love Mansoor Delane. Let's talk about it when we come back. It's Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Savage on a Friday, reacting to round one of the NFL draft. Don't go away.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
There are no major accidents, but there is construction on I-135 North at the westbound ramp to Kellogg. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Good morning. After a bumpy Thursday evening, we get a fantastic Friday. Lots of sunshine, lighter winds from the east, 10 to 15, and a high of 77. Clouds return tonight, 53 is the low, and then here we go again. Showers and storms are likely both Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, and those could be severe. Otherwise, a warm weekend with highs in the mid-70s on Saturday and near 80 on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Odyssey Sports Draft coverage is presented nationally by Bet365, where winning is everything. Download the Bet365 app and lock in your picks before the game begins. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in select states only. And by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Longhoff for Lawn and Tree Care, celebrating 60 years in Wichita, providing expert lawn care for a healthy lawn, tree and shrub care, and bedweed control since 1966. Longhoffer Lawn and Tree Care. We come back in. We get ready for draft talk here, Paul. And I, you know, we go through all the scenarios, all the different things that we're hearing about and seeing and reading about, and the Chiefs do something that we didn't really expect. We expected them maybe to trade up. We even expected Mansoor Delane to be an option at number nine.
Mm-hmm.
We did not expect them to trade up to get Mansoor Delane, but that's what happens. What do you think of the pick? What do you think of the player, first and foremost?
Well, first of all, you and I yesterday spent a lot of time on the position of cornerback. How important it is, the needs of the Chiefs, which they can certainly use a corner. And we talked about, you know, the ability of a corner to change the course of a game. We talked about corners, good corners, great corners, Hall of Fame caliber corners. They change the game and make the game 10-on-10, which the advantage then now goes to the defense. And we talked about that extensively yesterday. So for the Chiefs to take a corner, that fits right in with what they're trying to do defensively. They're trying to change the game with certain positions. You know, and by the way, Chris Jones makes that a little easier, too, by the way. That makes, you know, when you got a Chris Jones in the middle, and he is a player, and I'm telling you, that guy is as good as there is in the NFL even at this point, even though he's getting a little older. It gives you a lot of options. And I think at this point, we've got to assume that with the addition of this corner, that the Chiefs are going to improve themselves. And I don't blame them for having done what they did. I really don't blame them at all. So I think it was a great pick. I enjoyed the pick. I liked the pick. It was just one of those things where I get it why they traded up. They were worried about two slots. But he may not have been there. They assume he may not have been there.
Yeah, they moved up there. And I'm going to take you through. Brett Veach gave such a fun and awesome explanation of his thinking. Just really opened up the book to explain his thinking on that. So here's what Brett Veach had to say about it. So he first pointed to their analytics. He said they've run a lot of predictive models and said when you look at the stack of players that they kept coming up, they figured Bailey and Reese would be gone. And then they got into their stack of players they thought might be available. Mansoor Delane was at the top of that list. He later said they kind of thought Delane or Caleb Downs or Jordan Tyson would be the players that they sort of through all their, you know, analytics stuff. And when they ran their predictive models, they thought those kind of were the three that were most common coming up. And they knew that they liked Delane the most. So then they kind of got it. Then he really opened it up into the two teams ahead of them, Washington and New Orleans, that he said they figured before that New Orleans was going to be their biggest obstacle to get Delane. And he also said and pointed out that, and there's famous stories of how they got Mahomes over the Saints and everybody else, that Mickey Loomis, the Saints GM, he's like, if there's anybody that's as or more aggressive than I am in the draft, it's him. So they knew that they would be a willing trade, like they might be a team that would trade. And then the nail in the coffin, it sounds like, is they thought Carnell Tate was going to be an option for Washington. When he went early for the Titans, that's when the Chiefs said they had to pull the trigger, because they thought, okay, maybe we can get through New Orleans to get Delane, but New Orleans needs corners as badly as the Chiefs need corners, it sounds like. Maybe Washington, but they figured Washington for Tate. So when Tate went, they were like, we don't think he's going to fall to us. That's too many outliers. They make the move. They trade up. They knew Cleveland was going to be a willing trade partner. They knew Washington was not. And so they make the call, they move up, they get the player that they like. So, you know, that's kind of a cool explanation from him on how you get to that decision. And sort of, I guess it makes you feel good, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent. They were prepared for the scenarios, even with the curveballs that came. Jeremiah Love going three was a small curveball. Carnell Tate going four to the Titans was certainly a curveball. And so then you've got to react. So they go get the player they like, Paul. They liked him. They said, I believe they said he was, well, he was certainly at the top out of those three. He was near the top of their board. And so he said they never considered trading 29, even to get up to number three. And so he said that 29 and 40 are off the board. So then that kind of tells us, right, that it was going to take that to get up to three, probably. Mm. Like, I don't think that the Cardinals are willing to accept for three the same trade that the Browns took for six. So that's interesting. And then he talked a lot about Mansoor Delane. He and Andy Reid both mentioned that, that Spags loves the player, obviously. Brett Veach always includes players and coaches in these decisions, I believe. At least that's always been the story. They had, Paul, it sounds like the framework, not necessarily the framework, but they in Cleveland had communicated that this was a possibility. And so there was some groundwork done. But again, he kept pointing to these predictive models. They have somebody on staff named Mark Richards that does this. And when those models kept saying that the most likely player that the Saints were going to take was Mansoor Delane, that's what really raised those red flags. So they got him. They got their guy. Now, was it the right guy? That's the question now. We've got, I apologize for the, I think it's SDTS Imangela. I don't know how to pronounce that, but this viewer on YouTube says, for what KC gave up, he better be the second coming of Revis Island. Rick agrees, said he loves both picks, but hates giving up a third rounder. That needs to be a starter when they have lots of needs. I don't disagree with the sentiment. I'm not going to pretend to sit here and evaluate a corner like that's a high, that's a pretty high level evaluation. I like the, you know, the comps. I like the player. It looked like he was the best corner in the draft, the Tennessee corner. I think the injury concern, he may need surgery, I heard. So Delane was pretty large margin, Paul, becoming the top corner on the market. So in one hand, the Chiefs got the top corner. You saw him evaluated as quote unquote safe by a lot of people. So I'm fine with the Chiefs being aggressive to go get the player that they felt like they needed the most. Mm-hmm. One thing I'll say, though, is the Chiefs have a long history of finding corner. Now, Trent McDuffie was a first-round pick, and they traded up to get McDuffie. So maybe that's an example for you. But they've hit on a lot of defensive backs later in drafts. It feels like a pretty big price tag to take that position. So I'm gonna say I'm okay with it in a vacuum because they really like the player and he obviously steps in and slots in as a starting corner. Noel Williams would be the other. You certainly feel much better about the secondary right now. But they gave up a third round pick to get him, Paul, and a pick inside the top 100.
Oh, I know.
Was price worth the player, do you think?
Well, that's the question. Time will tell. But here's the thing, Jacob. Here's the thing. You say, well, you can always go get a corner in the later rounds. And you know that's true because there's still plenty of them, and there's always a lot of corners. I mean, you go on to any football team, whether it's college, high school, there's always seems to be a lot of DBs, a lot of smaller guys who want to play football and who can run, and there they are. What are you doing? Well, they're a corner or a receiver, one of the two. So there's always going to be those kind of guys, and you can always go get them. Here's the problem with you know, the scenario that you can always wait and go get corners. You might go through a bunch of quarters before you find that one that's really worthy of being a game changer. You may never find one that's a game changer. Mansoor Delane, we think he is a game changer. We think he's going to be a starter. We think he's going to be one of those guys that is going to be a linchpin in the defensive plans and the defensive schemes of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think that's where you got to be. And the world is ripe with stories from NFL franchises who have said, well, we lost the guy we wanted because we just thought he might fall one or two more spots, sometimes one spot. But we just thought he would probably fall one more spot. And in one of those one or two teams in front of some team wanting some particular guy, they step in and pick him. One or two spots, that's all it is. So if this is the guy you want, this is the guy who's going to change the course of the defensive backfield for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's going to be a difference maker, you take him. You take him when you can get him. And if you can't get him at 9, guess what? Trade up to 6 and get him then. So I don't think I certainly, as you can probably figure out, I have no problems with trading the draft picks away that they did. Do I like to see that? Of course not. The more draft picks, because one thing that Rick was right, I think it was Rick that just said, you just quoted him, that you know, starters are taken in the first 2 to 3 rounds. You get starters. Well, actually, you get starters all the way through the draft. You know,
like the Chiefs, Paul, though, need you know, they get to have. Look, I'm going to rubber stamp this, because they love the player, and teams that aren't rebuilding completely, I never have a problem with them being aggressive to go get the player they like to acquire talent, because the Chiefs and the Jets are in very different situations, right? The Jets need a collection of players to help them, and they got to do the rebuild thing. The Chiefs are just kind of retooling a little bit. They're never really rebuilding because they have Mahomes. They have to replace some players, and we'll get into the second pick, Peter Woods, in a second, because, you know, Chris Jones is getting a little long in the tooth, and they have some things they need to address. One other thing real quick, and I'm glad Rick brought this up. Dave Merritt was arrested for domestic battery misdemeanor yesterday. He asked, will he be coaching DBs? The answer to that right now is yes. Andy Reid did address that last night and just said that pretty much the company line, said he was home with his family. They're evaluating whatever. Look, the Chiefs have a long history of this. I can't imagine he's not going to be coaching the defensive backs. So Yeah, I think he will. But that did also happen yesterday, of course. It wouldn't be a Chiefs season without some off the field shenanigans there.
Thanks,
Paul,
for that.
But look, they like the player a lot. Clearly, he was high on their board. It sounds like he was about the fifth player on their board behind the two edge rushers and, you know, talent wise behind Mendoza and Love. But they went and they got their guy that they really liked. It cost him a third. That could be a player that they need. And now after, you know, they'll pick in the second round, they'll pick in the fourth round. And then, you know, of the picks that you kind of have expectations for, which I always feel like are kind of in that first four rounds, certainly in the first three, they're not going to have a ton there. This third pick becomes fascinating, Paul. Who do they take now? What position?
Yeah.
Because they still didn't take edge rusher, right? They took a defensive lineman, Peter Woods, out of Clemson, and who's going to be in the mix for the third or fourth string defensive tackle here. Remember, they traded for Kyrus Tonga last year. And so, you're looking at it, and they've got plenty of depth on the interior line, and that's okay. And look, Brett Veach pointed to it. You look at some of the better teams in the league last year, Seattle, New England, they came at people with a lot of different defensive linemen, a rotation. There's been times in the NFL where that's a trend. So again, it's fine if they really like that player. I have no problem with it. The problem's going to become, though, Paul, but they still didn't address edge rusher. They still have to very likely address wide receiver. The offensive lineman blew off the board in the first round this year, which I thought was really interesting, and it caused some of these players to sort of fall down the board. So many teams were taking offensive linemen. And so in that regard, I'm like, hey, that actually kind of works for the Chiefs. The Chiefs could have used a tackle, but they're okay on the line with what they've got. Like, you feel good about what they've got on the line going into next year. You feel good with Jalen Moore. Wanye Morris is kind of your depth piece. Like, I like their line. So you see all these players fall. You see the receivers fall. You see the other edge rushers fall. And then it's Peter Woods. Like, okay. Didn't see that coming. I didn't see this draft coming, Paul. They traded up like we thought, but it was for Mansoor Delane, who before the draft we thought might go at 9. But then the draft shakes up a little bit at the top. That doesn't look like it's going to happen. Like, this was all very interesting. So if we're just hip shot grading it, we'll get into the Woods pick and the strategy there on the other side. But if we're just hip shot grading this thing, what are you going to give it? I'm going to say B minus. I'm going to say B minus. Oh. I don't want to be too harsh on it, because I do think they deserve credit for having the right strategy to get the player that they thought they felt like they had to get in Mansoor Delane. So I'll give them credit for that. I'll pull credit because they didn't address pass rush, which I think is their biggest need this offseason yet. So I'm gonna give them a little credit for identifying the player and having the execution to the plan to go get the player. And it does address a need. And then I'm going to pull some credit for not addressing pass rush, and I'm going to pull some credit because now you don't have your third or a fifth round pick, and that's a pretty hefty price tag, and I think we have to factor that into the evaluation here. Now, I will say this, Paul. If there's a player that they identify today and they trade up again, and so now they're still coming away with that, you know, three players or whatever, four players in the first 100 picks like they had, I'm going to give them credit there, too. Now, that may cost you a little bit next year.
That's the worry.
But if it cost you a second, let's say it cost you a second and a fifth next year. They still have their fourth. I think they still have their fourth. Let's say it cost you a fourth this year and a second next year to move up to draft another high-impact defensive player that you've identified. That's going to add, like, I'll like that. The reason is a second round pick this year for the Chiefs is pick 40. Second round pick for the Chiefs next year, if all goes well and they're planning it outright, it's going to be in the 60s, right? It's going to be 59 or 60 because they feel like they're going to get back at the top of this thing. So I'd be okay with that too, and I wouldn't rule it out. I don't. It's again, it's hard. We talked about that yesterday, but we don't have their big board. Like, do they love any edge rushers or wide receivers? Because I think that's where we look today, right? Don't you at pick 40 edge rush wide receiver? And we'll talk about what we expect too on the other side.
Right.
But it's far from over. They may pick again. They may make two picks today.
Right.
They may trade out of that pick. It's all on the table.
You know, one of the interesting things in this draft, all you kind of made me go do a little count. 9 offensive linemen picked in the first 32. Nine. That is a bunch. So it's a talented class, and it's very interesting that many players. Also, one of the interesting things that if you look closely, 16 trades in the first round. Yesterday we talked about there may be a lot of trades in this draft just because of the setup. But 16.
What did you think, real quick, Paul? We got about 20 seconds. Did you like the faster first round?
Absolutely. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
I've heard mixed reviews on it. Some people like the
longer picks. Liked it.
I don't. I thought it was great. I loved it.
It's the same thing as the pitch clock. Like it.
Yep.
It picks things up.
You're here to entertain us, and we were more entertained.
That's right.
All right, we'll come back. Let's talk about the second pick the Chiefs made and look ahead to the next day when we return on Sports Daily.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thing. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
Give yourself a few extra minutes on I-235 South heading onto K-96 East. It's a little sluggish there. Also, watch for construction delays on Southeast Boulevard northbound at 31st Street with a backup to the I-35 overpass. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
weather.
Good morning. After a bumpy Thursday evening, we get a fantastic Friday. Lots of sunshine, lighter winds from the east, 10 to 15, and a high of 77. Clouds return tonight, 53 is the low, and then here we go again. Showers and storms are likely both Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, and those could be severe. Otherwise, a warm weekend with highs in the mid-70s on Saturday and near 80 on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own backing.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love the app because it's so easy to use.
The app is fantastic. I can listen to my favorite shows, catch up on news, and discover new music all in one place.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, thank you to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program here. You're going to have to dance around to play a little golf this weekend. Crestview Country Club will have you covered. 36 holes to choose from. The North Course, the South Course, both in great condition. There are even different memberships if you just want access to one of the courses. So give Crestview a call. They got the simulators inside. They've got golf instructors out there to help try to figure out your game. No hope for me, but maybe for you. And great restaurant facilities. That pool's going to be open in about a month. Can't wait for that, Paul. My wife, who will be pregnant this summer, I imagine will just be in that pool a lot.
There you go.
As she cools off. But it's one of the best pools, if not the best pool in town. Give Crestview a call. It's a great family atmosphere. Tell them we sent you here from Sports Daily. All right, we come back. We're going to continue our talk of the NFL draft's first round. Jalen Thompson will be in next hour to get us ready for the Royals weekend. So let's just keep chugging along, Paul. We'll talk about the rest of the Chiefs' first round expectations today. We've got to get in and sort of review what else we liked non-Chiefs out of the draft in the first round. But, okay, we established and we've discussed the pick of the first round, Mansoor Delane, one of the bigger surprises, I think, of the first round, one of the more aggressive moves of the first round. The Chiefs loved the player. They've made that clear, and they went up. It may be their most glaring need. They lost both starting corners, so they address that with the first pick. No issues there. Was it an overpay? Depends on how good Mansoor Delane is. If I told you, Paul, that Mansoor Delane will be equal value to Trent McDuffie, there's not a scenario in the world where you say they overpaid to get him, right?
That's right.
At that point, you're like, yeah, there's nothing. You lost a third-round pick to go replace Trent McDuffie's production? Fine. Who cares?
Right.
Right? So, and a fifth, to be fair. But so there you go. I get it. I'm going to rubber stamp it because they love the player that much. They were so close to getting one of those elite edge rushers. Here's the other part of that equation before we get into Peter Woods, Paul. Reuben Bain Jr. didn't go till 15.
How about that?
So now as we look back at this, it's like, would you rather trade a third and a fifth, move up three spots and take Delane, or just take Bain at 9?
No. They did the right thing. They got the guy they wanted. There's a reason. There is a reason, and I think we barely hit on it yesterday, because I think both of us had the feeling that Bain was going to drop. Bain was doing too much self-promotion, if you ask me. Now, that's just me. And I am just positive that he was going to drop, and he did drop a little. And, in fact, he had dropped some in the last couple of weeks. And part of it is his height. That's a real part of the problem. He's 6 foot tall, people consider that to be a little bit short when it comes to an edge rusher. And, of course, he could play a little bit of an inside, but he's not big enough to be an inside. He's almost like an in-betweener if you get right down to it. So I am not surprised at what happened with Bain. He dropped, but that's because other teams were trying to figure out, well, this is you know, what we need to do. Here's what we think. And he still went at 15. I mean, it was a drop of 10. But overall, from a month ago, it's a drop of about maybe a little more, about 7 or 8. But anyway, not surprised what happened with Bain. Is he a good football player? Yeah. Will he make a great NFL player? I think. Will he be a Hall of Famer? Don't think so.
They liked him enough. Brett Veach told the story afterward that Steve Spagnuolo liked him so much. He was like, let's not even bring him in. Let's put up the smoke screen. Let's just talk to him on Zoom. That's how much Spags liked him. And like, really thought he was the pick. Is he didn't even want to give any other teams clues that the Chiefs might like him that much. They kind of did that with Mahomes back in the day. So there's a lot that goes into it. Now, they ultimately have to get the evaluation right. You've got the luxury of having Steve Spagnuolo on your staff. You've got the luxury of a head coach that trusts all of that completely. And you know, one of the better coaches of defensive backs in this generation at consistently having good ones, Steve Spagnuolo says and does those sorts of things to go get him. That helps you trust the evaluation of the player, doesn't it? Like, you just are like, okay, he's the guy, and they really liked him and they really wanted him. Now, did they like him or want him more than they wanted Bailey or Reese to potentially work out? I don't know. It doesn't really matter because it didn't work out. And so they liked him enough to make sure they got him. And they did not think they were going to get him after Tate was picked by the Titans. And so they make the move. And that's where I'll rubber stamp and give a decent grade, because their vision for it, and I believe them on this, you know, when they say these things, mostly because when you listen to the people following this from a wider perspective without a dog in the fight, they're saying the same thing, right? There's no way Delane gets past New Orleans. No way. The way this all played out, he's not going to make it past them. So when you see all that, you hear how much Spags likes him, you're like, okay, they went and they got their player. That's fine. It's the second pick, Paul, for me, that I'm a little more, and it's not leery, because I think the general consensus is on Peter Woods is that people really like him. And, you know, in 2 years, if we're looking back at that, or even this year, even if he's a rotational player, but in there making an impact, I think we're going to be satisfied with it. It's just the oddity of it to me is you just took Omar Norman Lott in the second round last year at 63. That was a high pick. You know, maybe there's a future where you're just like, you know, Chris Jones only has 1 or 2 years. Those guys will be the interior in 3 years. But the Chiefs aren't really making decisions based on 3 years down the road. They're making decisions on how do we get the best we can be next year. And that's where it's like, okay, this is going to have to be a rotational situation. I cannot imagine a scenario, Paul. And here is a good point. And when you think about this, and you've got good insight because you've coached defensive linemen forever, how much better a pass rusher or more effective a pass rusher could Chris Jones potentially be? Let's say Peter Woods is pretty good. If he's drawing the attention away from the double and triple teams Jones sees at times, how much better could that make their pass rush? Just freeing up some of the bodies that are devoted to Chris Jones every game.
Yeah. Well, everybody overlooks the fact that if you can push the pocket and squeeze the pocket and make the quarterback put the quarterback in a
push
situation.
Push it up the middle, you mean?
Yeah. Where if you can get push and you take away that little step up area, there's always a little step up area that a quarterback likes to have, because if he has pressure coming off of an edge and he doesn't want to get hit or his arm jarred with the ball or whatever the case might be, he's going to step up into the pocket. And you have two great push guys, Jones and now obviously Jones and Woods, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
But you have both those guys that are really, really, really good push guys. Sure, obviously, that would be a tremendous advantage. Take away that spot where a quarterback feels the safety of stepping into. And when you do that, sometimes one guy's enough. But if you have two, that changes everything. That makes a quarterback flush. That makes a quarterback more vulnerable to an outside pass rush. And, you know, when you have those defensive ends running the rim and they're coming fast, boy, there's that big, big desire to want to step up. You take that away, you know, do you realize how big that can be? So this may not be such a dumb thing after all.
Dumb's always the wrong term, I think, in drafts. Because ultimately, Paul, all we're doing at the end of the day with these is trusting teams' evaluation of players. Mm. Like, we get so caught because it's so much fun and there's so much hype and there's so much pomp and circumstance around it, and the strategy of it is fascinating and fun. But sometimes I think we overthink it.
Right.
If Peter Woods is a great player, the Chiefs made the right pick.
Yeah.
Like, if you come out of drafts and you overpay or do all these things consistently, and, you know, but you're ending up with great players, it doesn't really matter where they play. The goal of the draft is, like, you got to just get as many great players as you can get.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, is this guy a great player or not? I don't want to overthink, you know, they could have waited five more picks, or they could have traded down, or they could have done that. Like, no, sometimes you just got to go get your guys. And they must have really liked this player too, because they do have some areas of need to get better next year. Defensive tackle was on the list for some people, maybe so, but it was farther down the list.
Yeah, farther down the list. And by the way, I had to go look it up because I wasn't exactly sure just exactly what the age was of Chris Jones. 32. I thought it would have been 30 or 31.
No.
At the 32. So, you know, 32, that's getting up there, and particularly at the position of interior.
And this keeps him fresh.
Yeah, and that will be a big part of that. But, man, the thought of two inside push guys, that can get one excited. However, let me play a devil's advocate. Going at number 31 was Keldrick Falk, a defensive edge rusher out of Auburn, 6'5", 276, runs well, overall grade of 87. He was projected to go in the 25th pick of the first round. He goes in the 31st pick of the first round, but 6'5", 267. He's that prototype guy you like. Gets off the ball very fast. Has great hands. Hands up. He's a problem. Got long arms. All the things that you're wanting. All the things that you need for a defensive end. You know, you could have passed on Peter Woods and gotten Keldrick Falk because he was still available. He still had two more picks before he got picked by the Titans. So what would you have done? I know you probably don't know a lot about Keldrick Falk, and I'm not sure I know that much about him either. But I do remember the name throughout the course of the year a little bit. He's a good player. He's a pro.
Yeah, he 6'5". I think he was probably better in 24 than 25. So I don't know. Paul, I try to be really honest with people. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I've done some deep dive evaluation of Keldrick Falk versus Peter Woods.
I'm just throwing it out that was available to the Chiefs.
He was available. As were some wide receiver options.
Right. And that, by the way, and you're right on that also, because going at 30 was Omar Cooper Jr. out of Indiana, wide receiver, highly thought of. And by the way, taken by the Jets. So, you know, that, of course, they're looking for receivers anyway. But I just found it interesting that there were options on the D-line, if that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah,
there were options for the Chiefs.
I think that's my point, Paul. There were options there. Maybe at bigger areas of need,
they decided to
take Woods. Doesn't that tell you they really like this player?
Well, yeah, because I like Keldrick Falk too. And I mean, I would have.
Yeah, I liked him too. He was a good player. We know who he is because he was a good player. How was he compared to a different position in Woods, and how do they stack up? That's the part where I'm like,
yeah,
man, I don't know.
Yeah.
How many people thought when Chris Jones was drafted he was going to be a Hall of Famer?
Well, who? I mean, I didn't. I mean, Chris Jones? Okay.
Played in the SEC. right?
Yeah.
So I think that one's a hard one for me to evaluate. I can understand the reasoning. And if they still had that third round pick, I probably would be more okay with it. But I think they have two glaring needs here. And I don't know that they're going to have to, you know, hope one of them hits in the later rounds, wide receiver and edge rusher. Let's talk about that. What do we look forward to now on the next day of the draft, which is today? Could they trade back up into the second or third? I think it's an option. We'll talk about it. We got Royals talk coming next hour. A lot for you. Your calls, comments, always welcome. It's Sports Daily on a Friday.
This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita. K248CY, Wichita. KNSS HD2, Clearwater. And Odyssey Sports Station.
78.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. Don't worry about me. I called ART.
Traffic.
I-235 South heading onto K-96 East. It's jammed up starting at 37th Street. Also, watch for construction delays on Southeast Boulevard northbound at 31st Street with a backup to the I-35 overpass. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Good morning. After a bumpy Thursday evening, we get a fantastic Friday. Lots of sunshine, lighter winds from the east, 10 to 15, and a high of 77. Clouds return tonight, 53 is the low, and then here we go again. Showers and storms are likely both Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, and those could be severe. Otherwise, a warm weekend with highs in the mid-70s on Saturday and near 80 on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Right now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
I don't think Joker wins another MVP. And it's not because he's not deserving. He's just not going to win it. And Wemby is on the way. Because I would be surprised if Wemby is not the favorite next year to win the MVP. Felt like it might be a little too early this year. He did miss games earlier in the season. He's wonderful to watch. We're lucky to be treated to some... These players, young players, now Joker's not young, but he's still doing things that nobody's ever done. Like when you hear that in any sport, when you go, well, nobody's ever done that. Okay, you got my attention. And I understand this because we do want a new topic. You know, the NBA writers are no different than me or you as a fan, where you go, you know, we need a new story here.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The Jim Rome Show. Rory McIlroy said it best after becoming just the fourth player to ever go back-to-back to the Masters. Quote, I don't make it easy. And despite last year's...
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads... We're building new facilities. Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors. Art. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really?
But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.